It's the 21st to the 27th of October. We've already pushed through that middle part of spring already. And finally, it is actually warming right up. It has been warming up for the last few weeks, and I think it is here to stay. Even though we had a very cold September, things are still a bit behind. So in most lakes, fish are still a bit behind. In saying that though, they have now caught up. Usually by early October, we're seeing consistent water temps of 16, 17 degrees or more in some lakes, depending where you are, up to 20 even in some places. Consistent warm temps. For northern New South Wales, I think the spring has been pretty normal, but it's more that central, southern New South and Victoria, the spring has been a little bit more delayed. But we are catching up. It's probably like early October right now, but we are starting to see some really hot days, some typical November, late November daytime temperatures. Remember, the water doesn't warm up as quickly as the days will change. So you might go from a 20 degree day to a 30 degree day. Well, it still takes time for the water to catch up and warm up. So it will be warming up though now, and things will pretty much be caught up. We're going to start to see our spring summer storms rolling through in some places, which you will have noticed, and we have two little changes coming this week. One is tomorrow. Wednesday, we're seeing a change come, and then the other one is the weekend. So following these changes, the temperature is going to cool down. So I think today in a lot of places, we've got very high 20s, even into the 30s. Tomorrow is a bit of a change. It's still warm though during that change. So some places are getting rain and wind, other places are just getting wind. And then after that, you will see slightly cooler temperatures. Unless the further north you go, it's not really having too much of an impact. But south, central New South, southern New South, Victoria, it is having impact. And then things will stay coolish for a couple of days. And then on the weekend, it will warm back up mixed with rain and wind. And then it will cool down again on Monday. So fishing post cool down is usually not the best. But sometimes, just remember, the day it cools down, so the first cold snap day, is sometimes, especially for yellowbelly, not too bad. It's the following day. Even though it's starting to say warm up, that's when the implications of the cooler day take effect. Hopefully that makes sense. We've seen this time and time again. You'll get a cold snap. The day of the cold snap's usually not too bad because the implications of that colder temperature hasn't gone through to that water temperature yet and affected them. But it's the next day or sometimes the day after that, again, where it starts to climb up and you think, oh yeah, it's starting to get warm, the fishing should be better, and it's usually the tail end of it and it's not always that good. So just consider that with this bit of a cool change, but now we're looking like we're past that early spring period and things change. Once we get beyond optimum water temperatures, beyond that 20 degree water temp, beyond what they love at their best, then a cold snap really won't affect them at all too much. It can in some locations though, just remember. It can in some locations, but it shouldn't be too bad. So planning a trip this week, if you are going for a session, today would be brilliant, super hot, right before this cooler sort of miserable weather. Got some miserable weather tomorrow, depending on where you are. Some places not getting it, so the fishing will still be good. Then the places that don't get the miserable weather, the fishing is going to stay really good right through to the weekend and probably beyond. Places where it does get a bit cooler, so your more southern areas, let's look at that. In that change tomorrow coming through, it still probably might fish okay. You have wind and a bit of rain, but it still probably might fish all right. After that, Thursday, Friday might be a bit touchy. By the weekend, it should be good again, but you do again have more wind and more rain coming for the weekend. Fishing through the wind and rain isn't too bad of an issue, definitely doable. So the weekend not looking amazing, and then following the weekend on the Monday, not the best either as the temperatures drop. So prior to that change hitting on the weekend, maybe a Friday afternoon, Friday or Saturday, and the early part of that change would be best. But we're gonna have a look at that in detail in a second. I wouldn't let it stop you from a session, but just remember you're gonna have a lot of wind, which is gonna make things difficult. So out of the pick of the days, today is probably the best, which doesn't help because most of us will be at work. That's the fishing update for the yellows. Yellows, they'll still be on the edges in places. They'll actually be just pushing under the edges in some places. Other places, they'll be starting to shift off the edges. Make sure you read your report, and if you're doing a session somewhere, ask questions in the group from our team. Our team, amazing team, is here to help from their sessions. They'll tell you what the water temps are, what the fish are doing. So in lakes where they sit on trees, definitely a great option. Trolling will be quite successful now as the water temps are warming up. They'll become more active, they'll chase lures, and obviously fishing the edges, they will be on the edges. Some places they'll still be nice and shallow seeking that warm water, other places they'll be shifting down in the water column. And it might only be 4 meters deep, 5 meters deep where they're sitting. which is where they should start to feed really well through this late October, November period. The yellow fishing will still remain brilliant all the way through till December. Some places are fishing amazingly, some are a little bit slower going. All depends on water conditions for that individual system. That is the fishing update. Obviously, Barra up north, well and truly worth targeting right now. Prime time for chasing Barra. That's pretty much everything. Membership update wise, you'll notice I released a video on live tech video for chasing yellows in the trees. Great video. It's a session. So it extends on top of the demo video that we produced before, which is linked inside that video. You can go watch that demo. That's your step-by-step. And then this was Dan and I just showing you a bunch of different scenarios that were in front of us over an hour, and has some really good detail and information on how you fish for golden perch vertically. So that's our first yellow video of the spring. Apologies, there's not more because there is so many in the history. So if you go back in the Golden Perch Hub, you'll see stacks and stacks of yellow belly content there for you to enjoy. Didn't have a podcast last week, I apologize, I was crook. Had food poisoning. If you ever had food poisoning, you know what it's like. It is not very nice. So apologies about that. No podcast last week, but yeah, we'll be straight back into them this week. I'll be doing some podcasts towards the second half of this week for the membership, so stay tuned for them. They'll be around Yellow Belly as well. The reports for November will be out very, very soon, so keep your eyes out for them as we tick over into November, but make sure you check out the groups for more info on the groups. We have a stack of new report writers on their way for new regions. We are continually growing that, which is super exciting, and I'll be working on this whole course remodel thing that I've been talking about, so... Another thing I've been working on too is the Mondrian maps, so they will be hopefully available quite soon too. So anyway, that is it for the membership update. Let's jump in and check out the weather. As you can see, first of all, looking at southern New South Wales, these are these two changes that I was talking about. So you see we've got rain here for tomorrow. The temperature remains the same, super hot overnight because that cloud will roll through today. It's going to be stinking hot tonight. And then it will cool down. You can see here back to 22, but that's not a big cold change. That won't really affect the fish too much. The only effect it may have is 3 days of cloud. So cloudy today, cloudy Wednesday, cloudy Thursday, they don't have that sun penetration. If the water temperatures in this region aren't above optimum, they might not like that. So session on Wednesday would still be good. You're gonna have 30K winds though, so not ideal. Thursday would probably be okay. Friday would be okay too. Again, I'm not too sure what this little change will do to them. It's still 23, but you see we've got a 4-degree morning. That's cool again. After a 17-degree morning, you're back to a 4-degree morning on Friday. I don't think they're going to like that. Friday afternoon should be good, but I think Saturday will be much better. Again, only a 5-degree morning. But Saturday should be much better. Late shower, but you've got a nice 25-degree day on Saturday. The rain will come late, but then Sunday's going to be pretty miserable. So Saturday is definitely a pick for this region. You got 30K winds on the Sunday. There's no wind on the Saturday. Heaps of rain on the way, so Sunday's gonna be pretty miserable. And then Monday's definitely cooler, 18 top, 5 overnight. They're not gonna like that, but it won't be that day, it'll be the following day. Or it could be that day. It could be that day because you've already had a couple of days of cloud. So interesting to see what's gonna happen there. But yeah, they're definitely the picks today, and probably your Friday arvo and your Saturday. Shepparton, Victoria's gonna follow the exact same pattern. So same pattern here, you can see, just not getting as hot. But really windy, 40K winds and rain Wednesday, I wouldn't bother. And then, yeah, your Friday is definitely a cracking day, and Saturday before the change comes. Eildon going further south, this is where these cold changes will have an impact. So you see here, not the warmest, but 18. Really warm day tomorrow overnight, that's the rain and then lots of wind. Cooler 2 days, cool overnight. Slowly warming back up and then cooling down. You see 11 and 5. The yellows are not going to enjoy that at all. Obviously, the yellow fishing with the live tech, you can still do that at Eildon already, especially on those warmer days. Your peak is probably, again, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, but it's still not very good. Today is by far the peak with 18 degrees. So still a long way off Eildon. Have a look at Bathurst. Obviously, this is our Windermere region, much warmer. Today is a cracking day. It's actually very hot, 33. So water temps are really going to be pushing up. The yellow fishing has been really good at Windermere this season so far. Some great reports coming through. So you can check it out in the Windermere group into the membership. Really good day tomorrow up until the wind. Oh no, it'll be windy by 9 a.m. So you're going to battle ridiculous 40K winds. So it's probably not a very good day. And 25 is fine after 32. That's not a cold change. 7 and 6 is fine for that region. So 25, 24, that looks great. All the way through to Saturday will be great all day, even you're just gonna have 14 Ks of scattered showers in the arvo. So for Windermere region, Thursday, Friday, Saturday look great. Sunday is going to be a very miserable day. And then a cool change on the Monday might make them slow down. Dubbo, which is towards your Burrandong region, is going to follow the same pattern, but 26, 28, 30, there's no issue there. You could even fish in the rain on the Sunday. So 23 even, it's not a big change. 38 is almost too hot today. Getting very hot. Very warm in a lot of places today. Tamworth, this is not happening. There's no cold snap here for Northern New South Wales, as I said. You've just got the wind. 30, 31, no change. Even this back to 26 is not a cold change because you're already up into those warm temperatures and your water temp will be right up. So you just got a lot of wind on Sunday, just remember that, and some late showers, but otherwise all looks good. Inverell, cracking week, just getting the rain on the Sunday, all 30 degree temps, pretty well. Glen Lyon, if you are going to chase your cod there, or your yellows, consistent the whole way through, no real change. You got low 30s, high 20s, just getting the wind on the Sunday. Pretty consistent, looking at the weather constantly for that area. Glen Lyon looks to have very, very consistent weather, much more consistent than everywhere else. Mondurin, if you're looking to chase your barra, you have a typical northern temperature for the whole week. You got 30 to 33 the whole way through. Windy days are good there, remember, because it doesn't chop up and it moves bait and food around. And you're getting your typical northeasterly every day, up to 20 Ks, up to 30 Ks even. Just Sunday's a lot windier, 33, but every day's got your wind, not a problem at all. And you got the low of 16 overnight, is hot. Hot, 16 overnights. You can see here, 33 days, 22, 21 overnight, ridiculously hot. So Barra will be loving that. Let's have a look at the pressure. Pressure's a bit hit and miss. I don't think the pressure is super, super high. It's sort of just floating around in that middle zone from when I last checked, but we'll have a look and see how it looks. Rolling this through, you can see even today, we've got a pressure that's pretty flat, 1012 everywhere. It's a cracking hot day before this change comes through, but we have got a low pressure building, 1008 dropping. So we do have a pretty poor barometer pushing through, 1007. So will that affect the yellows or not? I'm not too sure because we've got some really good water temperatures. So the barometer shouldn't play too much of an issue because you've got these warm days, temperatures rising, but yeah, you can see there we've got a low pressure pushing through and then it will crash for tomorrow. But it is a crashing pressure. It is dropping, there is a change coming, so they will probably feed quite well rather than not well. So down to 999. So tomorrow you're gonna have a very low pressure, very windy and very wet in places. You're as low as 996 down at Eildon, 998 through Southern New South and 1008 Northern New South. You see there, the wind's going to rip through. So that's your Wednesday pressure, and that is why we have rain and wind. So that will blow off, hopefully. See where that gets to. Yeah, it'll start to clear overnight. So by Thursday morning, if you're looking to do a session, you have actually nice stable high pressure pushing through. But remember, that stable pressure might not be as good as the warm temps prior to the crash. The fish are probably going to fish feed better prior to that crash rather than after, even though you've got a better pressure because you have cooler temperatures, you've just had a change come through. So the pressure will jump up, but by 5 p.m. it's back to 13. It's just this flat 13, 15 pressure. Friday looks pretty good though, 14, 15, 16, 17 in places. So Friday is probably your peak. Your Friday afternoon session will be not too bad. Your pressure's up a little bit and you've got a pretty calm day with nice sun. But remember, it's a cooler morning on that morning. 2017, it's a weak high pressure, and that's all we're getting consistently. So remember, everything is relative. I talk about the term relative all the time. It means the fish behave based in that weak block, you know, a few days before, a few days after. So if you've got a big 1025 pressure, they love that, and then it crashes really quick to really low, and then they don't like that. But if we're only getting up to 15, back to 12, up to 15, back for days and days, and they still need to feed. So 1012 to 15 pressure is actually not too bad considering where we are in the scale for that week. So if you see here, we've barely got over 17. But Saturday, we're back to this sort of a change coming through. And I think that will fish quite good. You've got the change hitting most places in the evening about this time here on the Saturday afternoon. So that pressure will be falling again. But I think that will be another good window of opportunity on Saturday before the change comes through on Sunday. You can see there, we definitely have a change on Sunday, 1002 to 994, depending where you are, 1006 up north. So you see there, it's a definite big crash, very windy. And Monday will likely be a decent high pressure. You can see there, 11 a.m., the pressure's starting to grow for Monday, but it hasn't quite grown. and this is now 3 p.m. Monday, 2013. It hasn't really, all right, jumps up at midnight, Monday the 27th. But Monday's a cooler day, so it's gonna take him a couple of days to resettle. Tuesday, by Wednesday, everything should be fine again. Tuesday the 28th, big high pressure. Now we're into a big high. So we're gonna have no rain probably for this entire week. Tuesday the 28th, we're 1,020 pressure by morning time. It'll probably be quite hot too. Now we're getting towards November. 2023, big, still, stable, high, no wind. So you're gonna have hot, dry, very little wind conditions for Tuesday the 28th, Wednesday the 29th. 1,023 still here. 1,025 in Victoria. So the high is actually down over Victoria. You only got 1,016 up into the Queensland border, over Queensland border, and a little bit more onshore breeze, easterly breeze with that pressure. But all New South looks big and high pressure, and Victoria. Thursday the 30th, all looking good. Friday the 31st, all looking good. Pressure's about to fade away right in time for the weekend. Still 1,021 hanging on. Still hanging on. Saturday looks to be pretty good. And it sort of weakens a bit for Sunday, but it's still high pressure. Gets down to 1,011. So it does crash to 1,011 on Sunday afternoon. So long range forecast, you have a really good looking week, and that water temperature will surpass the normal optimum. They'll be prime. It'll be like spawn time for them. It'll pass the 20 degrees, depending where you are. Northern New South Wales, it's already happened, but central southern New South, down even Hume, that week will be phenomenal for the yellows. They will be rolling in that warm temperature. Amazingly, they will feed quite well. So really good week, and even to the weekend looks pretty good too. So that is the week of Monday the 27th. The Monday, not so much. I'd go from the Wednesday the 29th through to Sunday the 2nd. For this week though, your Friday afternoon, Saturday is probably the pick until the storm hits on Saturday, or today being Tuesday the 21st. Anyway, that is the barometer, the moon. Remember, your daily moon is probably much more important than your monthly moon cycle, but the new moon was the 21st, today. Is it today? New moon today, 21st. So the new moon is today, third quarter is already been, new moon today. First quarter's on the 30th, so this week we're coming out of the new moon. So right now is a good period and over the next few days. And then the full moon is the 6th of November, so that really good week will be leading into that full moon. So not too much to write home about there for the moon phase, except for that new moon right now. So today, cracking day to go, and over the next few days as well. So that is it for the weekly update. If you have any questions for me at all, please leave them in the comments below. That is it for me this week. There'll be some content coming out towards the end of this week, including a podcast, hopefully some more, hopefully the Mondrian maps, but otherwise I'll be working on this course content in the background. Hopefully release that for you very soon. Anyway, that's it from me, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.